T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So much to get into with this pick. We can start with some of the rumblings of yesterday and some of the things that were reported, including some of the things that I was hearing as I was making some phone calls after our show. So I talked to somebody in the know, a Redskins source, who told me that Dan Snyder has, quote, taken over the first round of the draft.
Unbelievable.
Here is what I can gather at this point. It sounds to me like there is not in any way harmony or any kind of a unanimous thought on what should be done at number 15. Now, that in and of itself is not a problem. I think in a lot of draft rooms all around the country right now, you get a GM and an assistant GM and a scouting director and a scout.
Disagreement's good.
Head coach, and they're all going to get around the room at the table and the war room, and they're not going to really know what they're doing yet because they're still debating it. I believe that the juxtaposition in Washington is, in a lot of ways, football versus business. And it's not completely business because, look, if you take a quarterback that can help you, your roster right now, you have Case Keenum, a Jag, Colt McCoy, a Jag that's hurt all the time, so maybe worse than a Jag because he's not going to be on the field. If he is on the field, he could potentially be a Jag for you. Dwayne Haskins is going to have a better next 3 years than one of those guys. Drew Lock. Potentially. Daniel Jones, hopefully. They're going to have better next few years, you would like to think, than McCoy, who's on and off the field, and Case Keenum, who's average and getting older. So if you're going to trade up to get a quarterback, let's say, it doesn't mean you're just doing it to put butts in seats. But remember that Bruce Allen has taken over the business side of the Redskins as much as anything else now, because they've fired all the business guys and they haven't replaced them yet with people that are running the show.
Let me touch on this, and I'm sorry to derail you, but I think this is the most important point. The last couple years, my overarching Redskins theme is they think they're better than everybody else does, right? And they were proven right to some degree, honestly, for at least the start of the season, the first half of it, going back to last year. But this, to me now, is the overarching guiding North Star principle of how I'm looking at the Redskins. And here's what I mean. Bruce Allen convinced Dan that Brian LaFemina was the bad guy, and he ousted him. He was able to box him out the way he was able to box out Scott McClone before, that he was able to box out Mike Shanahan before. The ultimate survivor over there, the cockroach, is able to continue to maintain his office while everybody else gets kicked out. Now that he's sort of in charge of the business side, he went back to a couple former Redskins employees that were his cronies the first go-around, and they were ousted with different regimes. Now these guys are back on the Bruce's boys. The business side of things, they need to show results. And when you have a business side that's going, hey, you guys, we don't have season tickets. We don't have the ad revenue. We don't have the interest. We don't have the media dollars. We need something. That's going to start influencing all of their thinking. Not even start. That's influencing all their thinking.
And because they actually had a pretty good strategy last year and they did things the right way, they knew. Brian LaFemina told us this. They were going to take a couple steps back to start running forward a couple of years down the line. He basically said, we got to do the right thing for 10,000 or 1,000 or whatever it was, straight days, and eventually it'll pay off. Well, initially, by doing the right thing, you're going to wear it on the chin a little bit. Your fake season ticket waiting list that supposedly exists, everyone knows doesn't. You know, all of the tickets that you said that you had sold that you didn't, you no longer do, so your announced attendances are smaller. The interest in the team waned. They got kind of boring in terms of the football operation. They weren't doing the flashy, sexy things. They haven't had a 5-11 or 4-12 season either, by the way. They haven't fallen to last place. They've been playing relevant December football. They've been mediocre, but they've been much closer over a several years period than they had been at any 3 or 4 year period in the past in terms of hovering around 500. But there is not the excitement for the team this offseason that Dan Snyder wants, that Bruce Allen wants on the business side. I'm sure moving tickets has not been easy, and selling suites has not gone well. So they're trying to make a splash. And so what I was told was by Dan Snyder, quote-unquote, taking over the draft, the point is he loves Dwayne Haskins, and I think Bruce Allen, from what I was told, loves Dwayne Haskins. The football guys don't as much. What I've heard, and I don't go as hard with this, this is something I've heard from a couple people, but I haven't heard it directly from anyone on the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Gruden likes Daniel Jones a lot, is what I've been told from Duke. But he likes kind of the Jones lock ilk, like the guys that might actually be available at 15. If you're going to take a quarterback, staying put and taking it, I don't think he wants to take a quarterback at all, for the record. I think he'd rather use the guys he's got at quarterback, build up this defense, and try to win another football game or two that way.
Let me drill down on that for a second. Do you think at 15, if let's say hypothetically, all three of those guys are available, Haskins, Locke, Jones, you don't think Jay would want to take a quarterback at all? I think he doesn't want to trade up. I think that's his biggest concern,
right? I know he doesn't want to trade up. I'm sure of that. I believe that this is speculation with some kind of nuggets, I guess. But I believe that Jay's preference would be to take a contributor non-quarterback. I think if they're going to take a quarterback, he would want Jones or Locke staying put at 15 rather than going up and getting Haskins.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's...
Haskins is the Dan guy. Haskins is the Bruce guy. Here's really the point of everything, though. If Dan Snyder is, in fact, taking over the draft, Danny, the last time that happened, the Skins traded two future number ones and a number two to go get Robert Griffin at number two overall. I don't see them trading into the top five. Even though Dan Snyder wants to, and even though he is very much involved right now from everything I'm hearing, I think the price is too steep, and he knows that, and they know it. The only way I see them trading up would be, and this is assuming Kyler Murray doesn't fall a couple picks, because I think that would throw everything up in the air. But if Murray goes one, if Haskins falls out of the top, say, six or seven, and now he's starting to get to the back end of the top 10, and you could only move up a handful of picks and grab him, I just don't think they're going to go up into the top five. I asked somebody who's pretty tied into their thinking in the building yesterday, and they said it's very, very unlikely that they would make a pick in the top five.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.